I don't want to work. I just, oh.
You just want to get paid?
A couple days early for that, isn't it? We'll bang on the drum and...
Yeah.
Dos. Two more days. Dos. Un momento, as I have a...
Yes? Are you trying to come up with another Spanish word that you don't know?
I don't want to give away the whole story.
Oh.
Let me just...
This is a tease, friends. He's teasing us.
Let me tell the story.
Okay.
I mean, I might as well just get to it. Now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, go.
Okay. So this guy gets busted for shoplifting. And he's been busted before. And he gets Walmart stores all across Georgia, like in all different counties. And the last time, I think, $20,000 worth of merchandise. Well, that's the total of... And, you know, he'd been getting away with stuff for a while. He'd put like a big inexpensive type item, and then he'd throw little things inside. You know, it took him a while to finally for them to catch up to him. And now I understand why it took them so long to catch up to this guy.
Yeah,
his name is Speedy Gonzalez.
No,
I am not making this up. That is his name.
Wow.
Speedy Gonzalez. He lives in northeast Atlanta. Well, now he lives in a jail near northeast Atlanta.
That's parents with a sense of humor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not his first run-in. He's been, you know, busted before, and they went back and found other, you know, things. They have video now. And but he did live up to his name because it took them months to actually catch up to
him.
Why?
There's probably only one Speedy Gonzalez, in the system. Come on.
Really? Speedy Gonzalez.
That's amazing.
Yeah. He was not wearing the sombrero, just so you know.
That's slim.
But isn't that...
That really is kind of crazy. Yeah.
Now, a much more serious issue.
Yeah.
A troubling new study backs up what has become obvious since the November presidential election. The political left is seeking to normalize the use of violence to achieve its fascist political goals. Is from John Nolte in an op-ed piece in Breitbart. And he says, you know, this is also known as terrorism. The Network Contagion Research Institute, the NCRI, recently issued a new report which found that a growing number of people are willing to justify and even applaud killing in the name of politics and a warped sense of social justice.
Wow.
I mean, one of the examples cited is Luigi, when he shot that CEO.
Man,
in
people,
cold blood.
They came out of the woodwork supporting this guy.
Well, apparently this is kind of a trending thing that they're measuring.
Remember all the videos when the kid missed Trump? All the people would go out and put videos out there. I can't believe you missed. You had one easy... I mean, you're like, you've got to be kidding. You are telling the world you wish someone just got killed in America.
Well, and I would write some of that off to bad humor. I think I'm funny. What's the most over-the-top shock jock thing I could say type mentality?
There might have been some of that.
And there was some of that. But to your point, yes.
Yeah.
There are people that you could tell...
They've lost it.
They have evil intent, yes. And they think it's somehow justified. Yeah. Joel Finkelstein, one of the lead authors of this report, said, what was formerly taboo culturally has become acceptable on the left. We're seeing a clear shift, glorification, increased attempts, and changing norms, all converging into what we define as assassination culture. That's the term they actually use. According to the study, the left's embrace of violence to achieve a political end began with the assassination of the UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson last December after Luigi Mangione was arrested and charged with the assassination. The left immediately turned him into a folk hero. Mm-hmm. There was even a ballot measure in California called the Luigi Mangione Access to Healthcare Act.
Wow.
I mean, how...
Wow.
I mean, it goes beyond like
that's tacky.
Poor taste into,
at best, that's tacky.
Finkelstein explained that the Luigi fanboying merely opened the door to this frightening acceptability. The left's assassination culture has spread ever since. Mm. It's not just Luigi anymore. We're seeing an expansion. Trump, Musk, and others now being openly discussed as legitimate targets, often cloaked in meme culture. and gamified online dialogue. This culture can be found primarily in Democrat safe spaces, like the ex-alternative Blue Sky. The most chilling information is found in the poll of 1,200 adults that this study undertook. A disturbing 48.6% of those who self-identify as left of center said that the murder of Elon Musk is justifiable. Did you hear me? 48.6 of the people who identify as left of center, half of the people who admitted they were lefties, said that the murder of Elon Musk is justifiable murder.
Well, I forget what the number was. You had a number the other day that I don't know, was it 1,000 or so death threats that Elon Musk gets every day?
70,000.
70,000.
Yeah, and I don't know if that was one day or
it was crazy,
a week, but it was a short period of time. Yeah.
We had a daily number, and you're like, you've got to be kidding. These are people who are willing to, even if they think they're anonymous, put it out there and literally threaten someone's life in America. It's crazy.
But think about it. This was a poll. It's just a poll.
Man.
And
it's messed up.
And, yeah, it was pretty much half of those who identify as lefties said the murder of Elon Musk is justifiable. The guy that gave us SpaceX, the guy that gave the lefties Tesla, and they absolutely loved him.
The offer SpaceLink. SpaceLink? Am I getting it right?
That's you're close.
Right. Yeah, I'm close. But anyway, we know
I was
going to
say
about.
MindLink, but that's not right
you're
either.
You're thinking of Minecraft. But yeah, it's like all these things that he does, and it's like they suddenly have just turned on him like that. It's crazy.
Well, I turned on him to the point. Well, I mean, politically, you can say, yeah, I totally disagree. I'm mad that he went over to the Republican side and Trump and all that. I don't like him anymore. I mean, you know, you could say all those things, but to somehow justify his murder? I mean, that really is crazy. Okay, so that's like 48.6%. Well, guess what? The number goes up to 55.2% for President Trump. And when asked if destroying Tesla dealerships is partially acceptable, 57.6% of leftists said yes.
Unreal. Unreal. Starlink's what I was trying to think of.
Starlink.
It clicked. There we go.
But
that's amazing.
So I guess a lot of this, you know, rhetoric takes place on this thing, this Blue Sky.
Yeah.
Modeled as what they call a safe alternative to Twitter for the left. But become an extremist platform.
It is.
Has it become an extremist platform or has a platform for the left?
See.
Seems more extreme because they have moved to a more extreme position. Yep. So rather than censor this assassination culture, Finkelstein said, you know, the people that did the study, if leaders on the left explicitly condemn these trends and reassert moral norms, they can dismantle this culture quickly. And therein lies the problem. I said before, they still haven't, as far as I know, anybody made a clear, concise, and strong statement against the destruction of Teslas, dealerships, charging stations, or anything like that.
Nobody on the left has come out yet and said this has got to stop. It's wrong.
They keep walking down the hall. They will not address it when they know what they say could make a difference. It could literally save some lives. Mm-hmm. But again, you look at it and they go, well, maybe some people, you know, it would be justified if they weren't alive. It's sick. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, and Jeff, you're on the air.
These people that are encouraged to do these assassinations, I'm sorry, they are also encouraged by these websites that will finance your defense. We really need to do something about online. I don't care which one it is, if it's a religious one or not. If somebody has got a court trial coming, you shouldn't be able to support a defense online. That just encourages people, hey, my defense will be financed. I'm going to go do something idiotic.
Yeah, I mean, look, I see where you're coming from on that, but how many people through like Amnesty International and others have actually gotten innocent people freed, and some of that money was raised online, for instance. So I get what you're saying in this case. But just, you know, being able to totally knock that out, I don't know that that would be an overall good thing. It's 8:16. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and you're listening to 97.3 The Sky. It's a happy hump day, Trump Day, my friends. Yeah. Got to hit about 77 today. Mostly sunny. It's going to be absolutely gorgeous. Tomorrow, wow, a little bit warmer. Then a chance of rain starts to come into play. But really, get out and enjoy this stuff before it's melt your face off hot, which it'll be right around the corner. Your top story is 100%, 104% tariff on China. In effect, okay, I mean, this is going to go on for a while. There's going to be some back and forth. Look, there's lots of positivity to it all. You've already got some countries that have come forward, and they're going to lower their tariffs. They're going to work something out. It just takes time. You can't talk to all of them at the same time. But in the end, I think everything's going to work out better than it was previous. It's going to kind of pave the way and lay down some strong fundamentals for our economy to get back into real growth mode. But in the meantime, yeah, a little bit of pain is going to be on the way for some folks. By the way, it is 8:22, your time check, brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Hey, you've got something on your mind anytime. You know, if we can get you in, we will. Sometimes we're in the middle of a topic or we moved on. But most of the time, we'll get you in there. Davis Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines, open at 877-975-9825. You can also use that to report any kind of traffic issues that you see. It's always appreciated. And Greg and I would jump right on that usually.
Yep.
Jasmine Crockett, queen of the lefty frontier.
Oh, my goodness. She is awful.
Her long-lost cousin, Davy Crockett.
I don't know that they're related.
Spinning in his grave every time Congresswoman Jasmine opens up said pie hole and a Crockett full of stuff comes out.
It is. It's just a crock full.
Yeah. She said, we're done picking cotton. We're done picking cotton. So and if you think if I'm doing that in a satirical girl kind of voice, I'm not even getting close. I'm actually being very kind.
She pulls that act, and yet she is a very high-dollar, well-educated person, childhood and college. No, she's not this from-the-hood kind of
And when
thing.
People do that, they really are insulting.
Absolutely,
they're people.
Absolutely,
they're people. They are. Yeah. And I don't mean they're people as in color. I mean constituents, whatever.
Yes. It's both.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. We're done picking cotton. But she used it in the premise of, like, but the new immigrants, they can do that.
Oh, so we're done.
Yeah.
My people are done. It's time for somebody else to pick the cotton.
Yeah.
How rude is that? And demeaning.
She was speaking at Grace Baptist Church in Connecticut, and while speaking, she claimed that she was going around the U.S. educating people about what immigrants do for the U.S. and claimed that nobody is trying to go and farm right now.
Okay.
Nobody is going to try and farm right now? Okay.
All right. Somebody better.
Yeah. Well, we have our own agriculture commissioner in the state of Florida, Wilton Simpson, who over the last 3 years since he's been in charge has gotten the FFA, Future Farmers of America, they had about 30,000 members. He doubled it. There's 60,000. So there are people that are very interested in agriculture and farming. Anyway, she said, I had to go around the country and educate people about what immigrants do for this country or the fact that we are a country of immigrants. But I don't think you have to go around the country and explain that to people. I think a lot of people know their heritage, even if it goes back several generations. Yeah, we know. We're a nation of immigrants. I mean, except for Pocahontas.
Well, you know, because she's whatever she thinks that she is, but she's not.
Yeah, but there's no loony.
the loony tribe?
Yeah.
Yes.
She would be the chief of that,
yes.
She would. No, I won't do
that. Yeah, he's too easy. Too easy.
Crockett said this was caught on video. The fact is, ain't none of y'all trying to go and farm right now. We're done picking cotton. We are.
That is insulting for her to even talk like that. That's not how she speaks.
You can't pay us enough to find a plantation.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep. Oh, by the way, listen to this.
Yeah, let's just promote stereotypes here, Jasmine.
Yeah. Well, wait.
Really?
No, it gets better.
Really?
According to local media, attendees, remember this was at a church, attendees had to pay $75 to hear her speak. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. So first off, you're going into a church with your agenda, and they got to pay to see you? Oh, my goodness.
People are having difficulty grasping her logic. That's because there's nothing to grasp onto. She's advocating for illegal immigrants for slave labor. I mean, people are having these, trying to figure out what exactly what she's doing. The Democrats want a slave class. Another person wrote in a post, she's so dumb and racist, she doesn't know machines pick cotton. Only people who vote for her are dumb, racist Democrats.
Wow.
Oh, here's one that said, we need a minimum IQ requirement to serve in Congress. But as Greg pointed out, she's educated. She's not.
She's just playing this urban hood game kind of thing, I guess. She's one of the ones. Remember when they were all doing like their little TikTok videos here a few weeks ago? She was doing one of those, you know, dancing, rapping, whatever. And it's like talking that way. And that's when it came out. It's like, no, you are a highly educated person who you can be stupid and be highly educated, which I think she proves the point. Wow. Ain't picking cotton, huh?
Mm-mm.
Wow.
Christy Nome ain't picking no cotton.
No.
She's picking up bad guys that don't live here.
Nice.
And sending them back where they're going to live.
Mm-hmm.
With, you know, 3 squares a day
and
a small cot in El Salvador, probably. Mm-hmm. Details on DHS Secretary Christy Nome and a recent deportation raid. We'll get that in there. My goodness. Time is a-moving.
Yeah.
827. You're listening to 97.3 The Sky. Good morning. Welcome. Happy Hump Day, Trump Day. It's 8:34. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thank you for supporting what we do. We appreciate it very much. All right. You've got your top story. 104% tariff on China in effect. Okay. A lot of countries are going to come to the table. Things are going to start to work out. In the meantime, yeah, the market's not happy. And so it goes. I'm not going to beat it to death. There's other things to talk about, like local happenings. For instance, you've got Walter Welch will be the new mayor in Alachua, replacing Gib Corper, who has been there for about 112 years.
Pretty much.
That's just based on how old his mustache is.
Oh, yeah.
But, yeah, he put in his time. He served, and now somebody else is going to get a chance. And Tim Marden won for mayor in Newberry. And what did he do? He crushed the competition by, I think it was at least 6%. And he was kind of joking about
it because
he has a good sense of humor.
Oh, yeah, you're a good guy.
So there you go. Some slight changes, some adjustments in the local political scene to some extent.
Why can't you people in Gainesville pay attention? You people.
I've been on this here radio for 23 years. Let me tell you something, Greg.
They don't listen to what they're supposed to do.
It is interesting. Basically, what it boils down to, it's not that there are leaders that are so-called Republican/conservatives in the community.
Yes, so-called.
And, of course, registered Republicans are way outnumbered by Democrats. But if you had a huge... if people showed up, you could make some difference in local government. But my understanding is, and this I've developed this kind of intel and matrix of information, if you will, over a period of time, and basically it is those so-called conservative leaders and stuff, they kind of have it the way they want it. They're not... They're not unhappy.
They like status quo?
They like...
Or for whatever, they're getting something out of it somewhere.
The status quo, I guess, tends to benefit them, so they are happy with it.
There's a somewhere along the way.
Yes.
Okay.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Whoever those people may or may not be.
And you know who you are.
Yeah, and that's the dealio on that, and apparently, you know, the high prices we pay for a lot of things and, you know, property taxes and other things, they, I guess they're somewhat insulated by, you know, monetarily, and so those things...
don't matter to them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem out there with full auto.
Oh, yeah.
And busting down doors with her boots on and getting serious. No.
No, she's really serious.
Look,
she
got a picture of her here. What is this? MP5? Oh, what is that?
Can't tell from here.
You can't tell from here?
Oh, that looks like an AR. It's just an AR of some sort.
Oh, it looked a little shorter. I guess maybe you're right.
Look at the magazine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, she would look good on the magazine.
No. The one in the gun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean the clip?
Wow.
Woo! Oh. Just checking your blood pressure. Oh. Just seeing if you're alive, Greg.
Right in the gut, right there. Yeah.
Hey, I was just doing my own little Jasmine Crockett deal, you know?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
According to the New York Post, Noem led about 100 federal agents on an early morning raid in Phoenix during the multi-agency raid ICE out of Phoenix. They were the lead dogs. Three illegal aliens who were wanted on charges relating to weapons and drug offenses to running a money laundering operation were captured. Noem told the outlet the effort of cooperation between the agencies getting turned onto steroids. In other words, they're getting pumped up, brother. Mm. And added that anyone in the United States illegally that's committing crimes and has broken our laws will face consequences. The effort of cooperation we have between agencies is fantastic. It's multiplied across the country exponentially, et cetera. So they, one of the suspects who was arrested, who was an illegal alien felon from Mexico with ties to the Sinaloa cartel, another suspect who was arrested, Jose Escobar Robles, was identified as helping run Monroy Enterprises, a money service business believed to be illegally funneling money to Mexico to benefit cartels. So, you know, don't have the big kingpins, but definitely some important cogs in the operation.
Well, sometimes it's just as important to get numbers and get as many off the street as you can. So.
Well, that's true, too. But, part of the money laundering, when you can affect a cartel's ability to launder money,
yep,
it makes their lives a little more difficult, at least. Kristi Noem, in a related story, said she isn't afraid of getting her hands dirty. She led the agents, like I said, Arizona, and the Post was there. The New York Post was actually there as she dodged kicks from a suspect.
Wow.
So she's the one wearing boots. They're the suspect. They're trying to get all tough. Apparently, I think he had like Crocs on or something.
They don't know
They
don't know who they're messing with.
Yeah. Oh, she said literally, "You're not scaring me with your croc." That's funny.
She'll put you down like a rabid dog, just saying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, theoretically?
Theoretically, of course. Theoretically.
I wouldn't get on her bad side.
No.
You know. Noem was clad in police tactical gear, including a flak jacket. She had her two-tone gold Rolex watch on, though. I don't know if I'd be wearing that. Right? I don't know if I'd be wearing that. As she greeted, some of the agents, and she shook hands with the officers, thanked them for their work, pledged to get them the resources they needed to do their jobs better, and they'll continue to be effective, and there is plenty of work yet to do, because for 4 years, it was wide open on that southern border. So it is going to take some time to get through all of that, but Kristi Noem, she is definitely doing her part. And she talks about, you know, the agencies and the cooperation and stuff like that. It goes even, you know, further. The Treasury Department and Department of Homeland Security have reportedly signed a partnership that will help Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents more easily locate millions of illegal aliens living in the U.S. And, you know, I spoke about this a little bit yesterday, and they talked a little bit more about it in the media later in the day. And Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent and DHS Secretary Kristi Noem signed a memorandum that allows ICE agents to request tax information on illegal aliens the agency is looking to locate and deport. And, you know, a lot of times there is this agency kind of protection, you know what I mean? Like, no, we're not giving you, we're not helping you. It's sort of, unfortunately, been, you know, somewhat common, sometimes for good reason, but a lot of times, no, just to say, you know, you're king of your own domain, so to speak. But it sounds like there is some really good cooperation that is happening and more is coming, and that's going to make it easier to track down the bad guys and send them on out of here. All right. Did you ever see the Handmaid's Tale? Have you seen that? I saw it, and they tried to make it like a big political thing. You remember that? Trying to make it like, oh, this is like life in a Republican. You know what I mean? It didn't make sense to me. Greg, did you watch the Handmaid's Tale?
Yes, I did.
What, did you think it was like politically when you watched it? Because there were a lot of people on the left that tried to go, yeah, that's what it, you know, that's like living under a Trump authoritarian government.
It's interesting because, yeah, they did take that and what's her name, Melissa Alano, she would like, you know, dress up like that and go protest. In watching it, and my wife and I watched it, I said to her, I said, you know, here's the irony. I see what they're doing. But the reality is, if that were real life, it would be just the opposite.
Yes, that's what I thought.
Absolute,
yeah.
Absolute
opposite. When I saw it, that's what I thought.
But they're trying to make it as we are those who are in control and being the oppressors.
They call you what they are. They claim that you're doing what they're actually doing. And you can thank Karl Marx for that.
Great series. Great series, though, in its own way.
Yeah. And apparently, you know, Bradley Whitford, he's been around, and he's one of the stars in there.
Loved his character.
Yeah. And he screamed for Jeff Bezos and others to speak the blank up, and apparently he was getting really animated, and it was just kind of an interview to promote the, you know, the upcoming, you know, series and stuff. Yeah. And like in a restaurant, he was just going off. Bezos needs to speak up.
Wow. I'm sure everyone around appreciated your little rant.
To which I say to him, simmer down, actor boy, simmer down.
Yeah.
All right, we've got all your headlines, top stories, and everything else coming your way on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is 8:45. Happy, happy Hump Day, Trump Day, 97.3 The Sky. Well, this next segment doesn't necessarily have to be just for people who did well in anatomy and physiology. However, it might be helpful.
Okay.
It might be helpful because it can get, you know, the human body can be quite complex. I don't know if you're aware of that. My son's in medical school, so I have insight that even people that stayed at a Holiday Inn Express wouldn't have.
Wow, that's impressive.
Not a lot more, but maybe a little more. No, on a serious note, good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And so if you've had training, I mean, I don't know how much training you have to have, but, you know, if you've dealt with patients, usually know, you know, the nature of the patient. In other words, they're, you know, the chromosome thing, if you want to say that, or the...
Is gender where you're going here on this?
But I'm trying to...
Keep it a little more scientific, higher science-oriented.
Yes. Yeah. So a nurse, now described as a Christian nurse, I don't know that that would be, you know, if it was a Catholic a nurse,
right.
You know, a Buddhist nurse.
Well, that would not be Christian.
I mean, I'm saying
is that relevant to the story?
Yeah, that's how we now.
I got you.
You know, let's tell you Anyway,
okay.
She's been suspended. She works as a nurse, Britain National Health Service, you know, where they have government health care.
Oh, yeah.
This is a crazy thing she did.
Okay.
Now, folks, they've got a health care system that if you get it for free and you're alive, you're pretty happy about. If you work there, the working conditions are not great. If you have something serious wrong with you, bye-bye, you're dead.
You can get on a waiting list, Bob.
That's what I mean. Bye-bye, you're dead. Anyway.
Come on. It's a long
so,
list.
Yeah. So it's not easy for them to get people to go into healthcare like here.
Sure.
Where healthcare pays well. People are willing to get the training, and they're generally, I think a lot of people, pretty happy with their jobs.
Uh-huh.
But in England, when they went with that, you won't see a lot of actual English doctors. There's a lot come from India and other countries, mm-hmm. because if you're smart enough to get into medical school, you're also smart enough to be a really good engineer, smart enough to be an attorney. Sure. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they'll take other things that, hey, if I'm going to work my butt off, I wouldn't mind having a financial return that is, on the same par. So anyway, here's what she did. She referred to a patient,
mm-hmm.
who was a pedophile.
Okay.
But I guess this person was a pedophile as a woman, and she refused to refer to him as a woman because she knew for a fact he was a male.
Because she's a nurse and she knows the difference.
Yes.
Okay. She did learn that in medical school. She knows the difference between the hims and the hers.
She was suspended by St. Helier Hospital in Carshalton, London, over allegedly breaching patient confidentiality. Patient confidentiality.
Did she uncover something?
She said the true biological sexual orientation of the person. I'm sorry. You see how where it gets complicated?
And it shouldn't be. It's two choices here, A or B.
And she had spoke out about being previously disciplined for refusing to use female pronouns when referring to a male, in this case a male convicted child sex abuser, while under her care, claiming that the patient had racially abused her and physically threatened her. But the governing body, the NMC, determined that she was a potential risk. Quote unquote, a potential risk for refusing to acknowledge the pedophile's preferred gender identity. So you can be a convicted pedophile.
Right.
And the healthcare workers that have to put up with your nonsense still could be fired because they refer to your actual real gender. Your biological gender.
So the one who went to medical school,
mm-hmm.
who really does know the difference,
yes,
is supposed to comply with a pedophile's delusion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you're the one who gets in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
That's messed up.
Yeah. I don't care what my blood sugar says. I want you to refer to me as non-diabetic.
Right. Does that make you healthier?
Not so much.
So you'd still be a diabetic no matter what you say.
Yeah.
Okay.
After speaking to the press last month over the incident, she received a word last week that she had been suspended from her position for violating the child sex offender's confidentiality.
Hmm. And it's a shame because Britain really has gotten all wokey woke when it comes to so many things. Like, if you speak out against abortion, or if you say certain things, or if you really... It's gotten so bizarro world there. It's just crazy.
But keep in mind, they're saying that she violated patient confidentiality, but she never stated the person's name.
Right.
So how can you have your confidentiality, that right infringed on when you're not even... If nobody knows who you are, then they don't know who you're talking about that may or may not be male or female.
Well, it depends if in the scenario she was in front of someone else, let's say in the doctor's office,
right,
and referred to him as opposed to her.
Yeah, that's pretty much what happened.
Well, that's where they're getting. It was supposed to be confidential that he was really a him.
No, not if you're both covered under HIPAA in America. It's different over there, but right. Similar. Whoever's in the room,
yes.
They're covered by the same and have to abide by the same policies. So they're all supposed to be
right.
Keep your confidentiality secure, but never publicly named the person.
Right.
So what's the difference if another healthcare worker heard you describe them as what they are biologically?
Maybe they consider that confidential. That's my point.
Oh, well, I mean.
Because they didn't check. Sorry.
Did you just cough? Did you just cough? Yeah. Did you just cough on my show? The 9 o'clock stretch is coming up.